The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is on 24 hours a day. Whether you're in the office or on the go, make sure that you download the Sharks SAP Center app and hit listen anytime. You can also find us on your computer by going to sjsharks.com/listen. If it's a game broadcast, breaking news, or a player feature, the place to find it is right here on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.
Hey everybody, welcome to Shark Snapshot. This is your host, Jaren Bir Mahal from INDTV USA. You can also listen to the audio portion of our show on the Sharks Audio Network. You can find us on the Sharks app. Now, the San Jose Sharks are on a 5-game losing streak. Just to summarize that quickly, the losing streak actually started right here at home against the New York Rangers, which Sharks lost 6-1. But then things got from bad to worse in LA, where the Sharks lost 8-1. But then after that, the Sharks settled in Anaheim. It was a close game, only a 1-goal game. But then they followed that with the fourth game, again, right here, against a really tough team, and that's the Edmonton Oilers. It was also a 1-goal game. But then after that, the last game was against the Kraken. Not as tough team as you would think, but that game, Sharks fell 5-1. Well, the Sharks started off that game really well. The first 5 minutes or so, Sharks were out shooting Kraken 6-0. But then just about 5:45, Kraken scored their first goal. That's when one of their forward got through a couple of Sharks. It ended up on a 3-on-2, which then was a 2-on-1, and before you know it, it was in the net. Well, that was first shot on goal for Kraken. So now I'm going to start things from back going forward. Well, Alexander Georgi was in the net. That was a very tough start for him, and definitely he did not have a good start. Before you know it, the Kraken would be up 4-1. They scored 2 goals in the first and 2 goals in the second. And Georgi allowed 4 goals on 11 shots. So tough night for him. He was .636 save percentage. But after about 31 minutes or so of ice time, he was replaced by Georgi Romanov, who kind of settled things down for the Sharks in the net. He had finished the game making 10 saves on 11 shots, and he was .909 save percentage. Now, normally after that, I go over the defense, but tonight I'm going to switch gears just a little to talk about the offense. The Sharks' top line had plenty of chances. They even scored that one goal where all three forwards connected, two got assists, and Will Smith was the one who tapped in a rebound. The second line for the Sharks had a lot of chances, just couldn't capitalize. Eklund had 2 goalposts, but things were working for them, but then not working. So scoring definitely was a problem. But then came the Sharks' third line, and in the third line for the Sharks was Granstrom, Ty Dellandrea, and Cam Lund. They really had a tough night. They were -4 on a 5-1 loss. Now, a lot of times they had trouble clearing the puck when it was in the Sharks' zone. They really couldn't sustain any pressure in the offensive zone and just ended up on wrong side on all those goals. So with that, why don't we go to Carl and see what he thinks, what was going wrong with the forward line, his line in particular. So Carl, I mean, I just want to ask you a couple of things about the game last night. Obviously, it was a struggle. What do you think made it so difficult, especially for your line in the defensive zone and in the offense, to generate anything against them last night?
Yeah, our line didn't have a good night, so obviously it wasn't good. But new game today, and we gotta be better.
But what do you think was leading to that? Was it their rush? Was it their forechecking? Was it it their pressure? Was it their sort of defensive structure? Because generally your line has been good.
Yeah, so no, they got a lot of odd man rushes and they were really effective when they got them. So
yeah.
You can't let up that many odd man rushes for sure.
And then what made it so difficult to sort of clear the zone? When they were in our zone, it was just made it very hard to sort of get the puck out and get any kind of offense generated against them.
Yeah, I would say we weren't that pressure, I would say, but they were really effective on their rushes. But we couldn't create any offense either, like you said. I think we played a little bit too much on the outside. We didn't hit the net when we shot it, and they were really effective on the on my rushes back. So yeah.
And what do you think you guys got to do better now tonight against Calgary?
We got to play harder with the puck, hold on to it more. Don't let it up. Put it in good spots so they can't break out that easy that they did last game. So yeah.
Well, now one of the highlights for the Sharks defense, and that was the young man Jack Thompson. He had 18 minutes and 53 seconds of time on ice, and his plus and minus rating was zero. On a 5-1 loss, for him to spend almost 19 minutes on ice and be zero was a huge accomplishment. And actually, one goal that came against him was the first goal by McCann, and that's where he found himself on a 2-on-1. And here's Thompson talking about that and just talking about his game. I think overall he really had a strong game, but just because at the start there was a goal, I think it might have been overshadowed a bit. So let's go to Jack Thompson. We talked to you before the last game, how well you've been doing lately, and last game you stood out again, and you seem to be playing very well. What was working for you last night? Obviously, it was a tough game for the Sharks.
Yeah, I think, obviously we want to win, so it's tough not to do that, but trying to build my game every game, try and learn something, get better. So, last game, I thought there were some good things for sure, still some stuff to clean up, but that's like every game, and, come back at it tonight, ready to go.
So I want to ask you actually one question on that first goal, McCann's goal, which was sort of 3-on-2, which ended up on 2-on-1. How do you think you did on that? Obviously, as a defender, you prevent the pass, and you did. What do you think could have changed on that play, if anything?
Yeah, it was a bit of a difficult read, 3-on-2 there, but I could have came to the middle a little more, maybe gapped up a little more, but it's easy to say after the fact when you're watching it.
You're talking a half a foot or 2 feet.
Yeah, it's still some stuff to learn and get better, but yeah.
But anyway, great game. You're zero on a 5-1 loss. That's pretty impressive, and you had a great ice time.
Oh, thank you. Appreciate it.
Now, after the first period, we go to the second period. In the second period, there are two unassisted goals, and that's what makes that period more interesting. And both of those unassisted goals came from a turnover by the Sharks. The first came where Mario Ferraro was on the offensive blue line. He broke a stick. That could happen anytime, which ended up on a 2-on-1 with Henry Thrun in the middle. And on that one, Chandler Stephenson, basically got an unassisted goal. And then a few minutes later, around 14 minutes or so into that second period, another little mistake, and this time in the neutral zone on the right boards, where Ferraro passed the puck to Henry Thrun. Henry couldn't settle the puck fast enough, and that ended up with the turnover to Schwartz, who just went in that left circle and scored with the shot. So now let's go to Henry Thrun, since he was in the middle of both of those, about how he saw those plays. First, where it was a 2-on-1 one way, and second, about that puck.
Yeah, I think a big aspect of any 2-on-1 is reading kind of the handedness of the shooter coming down. If it's a righty and a lefty coming on their strong sides, or if it's guys on their one-timer sides, you kind of got to be aware of that. So at the end of the day, my first objective is not let the pass through, but then the next step is to try to push them out as far as you can, not let them shoot from the inside. So I personally didn't love how close in I allowed him to get. So, it's just unfortunate bounce with Mario's stick, but we got to kind of step up in these moments and learn how to kind of keep those out of our net.
So when you go down, how do you not let them come close, I guess, because you don't want to sort of bite for it, right?
Nah, it's really hard. That's why the best defenseman in the league get paid a lot of money. It's very challenging. I think a big thing is, using your length and your size, because it's one of those things where if you're just sitting on the pass and sitting on the pass, it's the guys seem able to step in. But if you're kind of able to bait them in, keep them wide, you know, take away the pass and take away the shot, that's kind of the best way to do it. But you got to be careful, because if it goes through you, there's no goalie in the world that can make that save if it gets through you and he's already playing the shot. So it's kind of a slippery slope.
Yeah, no, very well explained. The second one obviously was the pass from, I think, Mario to you on the boards. I think that was the short breakaway.
Yeah, yeah.
How do you see that, and what could you do different on that? Because I know you were trapped by two guys right there.
Yeah, no, I think just learning to kind of cut your bait and just do something really hard with the puck, whether it's just firing it on my backhand or just jamming it in the boards and trying to eat it. So I got to kind of, in that situation, make a better play on that puck. So, you know, we talked about it in video this morning, and we, you know, it sucks. You never want those type of situations to be happening, but we learn from it and we move on.
Now, we asked Coach about that play also, but it was pretty clear, since Henry was on the wrong hand, that puck came behind him where he had to spin around to take it on his forehand, which, of course, you lose some time, and that's what allowed Shores to sort of jump on that and sort of get that breakaway. So that pass technically should have been in front of him, but here's Coach talking about that exact play. And, you know, I was talking to Henry about that play, Shorts, semi-breakaway. What could he do different on that? I mean, just analyzing the play, I know you guys reviewed the reel and all that. What's your thought?
Yeah, first we got to hit the net.
Yeah.
And the second one, Mario has a puck on the stick, and we got to go on our forehand on that situation.
Well, another person in the Sharks defense I want to talk about is Mark Edward Vlasic. He only had 8 minutes and 39 seconds of time on ice. That was the second lowest in the team, just above Carl Grundstrom. Now, Vlasic had that, I think, one mistake that really stands out, and that was in the first period on their second goal, where he was facing the goalie rather than the man who was open behind him, and that's the guy who ended up scoring. So that was kind of a tough night for Vlasic in general. Now, him having that little ice time caused Coach to do some shuffling among the remaining five defenders. So there was a lot of mix and matches going on in the last game. So here's Coach talking about Vlasic.
You know, some of the decisions with the puck, and again, Mark is also dealing with an upper body thing that we're trying to get him through it, and he's you know, grinding through it. He's preparing his body to play, you know. So I got to continue to help him, but you know, there's some decisions that he needs to make with the puck, and we need from him to play and help us, you know. And again, I get him credit for grinding through this and continuing to deal with it. So, but it is what it is.
Now, on a totally different note, congratulations to Mark Edward Vlasic. As many of you know, he's leading the lead in block shots, but he's also among the four in the NHL who have played 19 seasons for one team and have scored in every one of those 19, and that's among the defenders. And also, he was nominated for Bill Masterton Memorial Trophy, which is given for perseverance, sportsmanship, and dedication to ice hockey. So he was also nominated for that. So congratulations to Vlasic on that. So now back to the matchup tonight. Tonight the San Jose Sharks take on the Calgary Flames. Sharks are dead last with 50 points, while the Flames are in the fourth spot in the Pacific Division with 85 points. So they are only 6 points out from that wild card playoff spot. So this game is really important for them. But they also have two games in hand. And if you consider those two wins, well, that's only two points out. So you can see why the Calgary Flames are here to really play. They're going to push hard. They really need this win. Even though them making the playoff is not as likely, but there's definitely chances. And losing here tonight is just puts them further away. And basically, the playoff dream would slip out of their hands. So tonight, they're going to come all fired. Well, one of the players to watch, of course, is their goalie. And that's Devin Wolf, who's raised right here in the Bay Area in Gilroy. So he's going to have a lot of family and friends here in the stands cheering for him. So how do San Jose Sharks prepare to play against a team like this? Here's Coach Warsawski talking about that.
So, Coach, what's the message to the team? How do you bounce back from that last game?
Yeah, I think the message is, listen, no one, this is the National Hockey League. No one feels bad for us. The situation's a situation. We got to move on, get better, make, you know, the corrections that we've talked about here this morning, and get ready for a team that's extremely desperate. It's the biggest game of their season. We're going to have to match the intensity, that's for sure.
Well, in the last 10 matchups, the San Jose Sharks are 3-6-1, while Calgary Flames are 6-2-2. These two teams have met twice before. Sharks have lost both of those matchups, but in these couple of weeks, they're going to see them twice. So it's important to have a solid performance here tonight. Now, leading in the last five games, the players to watch for San Jose Sharks is Cam Lund, who had two goals for the San Jose Sharks in the last five games, even though he had a really tough game in the last matchup. In the points is Mario Ferraro with four, and also Mario Ferraro has four assists. And for the Calgary Flames, Coleman had two goals, and Kadri had three assists and 4 points. With that, let's get to the Sharks' projected lineup tonight. So on the top line for the Sharks is William Eklund, Alexander Wennberg with Colin Graf, Nikolai Kovalenko with Macklin Celebrini and Will Smith, Carl Gunstrom with Ty Dellandrea and Cam Lund. And on the fourth line is Barclay Goodrow with Jack Ostrichuk and Noah Gregor. In the defense is Mario Ferraro with Timothy Liljegren, Lucas Carlson with Jack Thompson, Mark Edward Vlasic with Henry Thrun. In the net tonight is Georgi Ramanov. With that, let's go to the first period. Well, the San Jose Sharks dominated the first period right from start. Later in the sort of second part of that first period, William Eklund ran into Kadri right in the neutral zone. And of course, Kadri went down to the ice. It was a soft collision. Nothing came out of that. And then in the final minute of that first period, Macklin Celebrini took a shot from the mid slot that went wide to the left of the goal. And just seconds after that, Celebrini ran awkwardly into that backboards, and he seemed okay. But Nikolai Kovalenko picked up the loose puck behind the goal, and he passed it to Will Smith in front of the net, who wristed a shot through the five hole in the net and made it 1-0 Sharks. That's how the first period ended, and the Sharks outshot the Flames 18-8.
In for the Sharks, cuts to the inside, shoots up high and too high, missed the net.
Well, the San Jose continued their pressure in the second period, and halfway through the second period, Mikael Backlund cross-checked Cam Lund, which gave the San Jose their first power play opportunity. Sharks couldn't capitalize on that, but they continued their pressure, and just after 15 minutes, Will Smith drew a slashing penalty, which gave the Sharks their second power play opportunity of the night. Sharks couldn't capitalize on either one of those, which kind of gave the Flames a little bit more jump. And in the last couple of minutes of that second period, Flames really pressured the Sharks, but neither team was able to score in the second. Sharks are out shooting the Flames 26-19, but the score so far remains 1-0 Sharks. Well, the Calgary Flames came in hot in that third period. They had seven unanswered goals and just continued to pressure the Sharks. They had the Sharks on their heels for quite some time, 7-8 minutes. And eventually, they get a two-on-one break with Nizam Kadri on the left, Mario Ferraro in the middle, and Adam Klapka on the right. Kadri took a hard shot from the left circle, which generated a rebound to the other side, and Klapka banged it home.
Now no more Martin Kosovitz here in the third, but they've got a two-on-one. It's Kadri. He'll shoot, save, rebound, and they score! Unbelievable! Adam Klapka ties the game!
Well, just a couple of minutes later, Lucas Carlson took a holding penalty on Klapka, and Flames get right back to work. And on the power play, Huberdeau scored with a slap shot from the left circle that found his way to the Sharks' net through some screen in the front.
Now the Flames back in. Frost gets wide, sends it back. Winger has a look, has Kadri on the wing. Here's Frost with room and time, shoots, scores! Morgan Frost, a power play goal for Calgary. They have come from behind and lead it 2-1.
After the Flames' second goal, Sharks tried to pressure back. Maybe now they were doing a little too much. And then 4 minutes later, Wennberg was skating with the puck. He cut from left to the middle in the Sharks' zone, but lost the puck, created a turnover. And that's when Coronado scored with a slap shot and made it 3-1 Flames.
Coronado there, front. Nice little exit up pass to Wennberg. He outweighs Backlund. Wennberg still with it. He lost it. Coronado scores! A dagger goal by Calgary. Matt Coronado makes it 3-1.
And with just over 2 minutes left in the third period, Sharks pulled out their goalie, put the sixth player in, and that's when Liljegren took a hard slap shot from top of the left circle. It seemed like he intentionally shot it wide to get the pass bouncing off the backboards to the other side of the goal onto the tape of Will Smith, and he scored in a wide empty net and made it 3-2.
Trying to get back in this game, but time not in their favor. Smith back for Celebrini. The one-timer from Liljegren, rebound, Smith scores! Will Smith, and it's back to a one-goal game.
Well, the Sharks were unable to score in those last 2 minutes, so final score tonight is 3-2 Flames. Flames were just desperate for a win, and they got one. And let's go to Nikolai Kovalenko. So he was back in the lineup today. Since Toffoli was out due to an injury, he played on the top line with Celebrini and Will Smith. He also assisted on that first goal.
Nikolai, after being scratched for a little bit, how did you feel about your game tonight?
You know, every time you need to ask head coach about this question, but my job, it's every time focusing on each my part on the ice. So when I try, be hard, be smart, be physical, be faster, so help whatever I have for the team.
What did you see on the pass to Smith on the first goal?
I can say it's perfect open. I like it. So I just use it a lot of time in the KHL, and I like this pass behind the net. So when everybody see on you, and you need to a little bit make a play for the pass. But it was easy pass, I think. I know how it happens, but it happens. It's like just a little bit quick pass, so.
Playing with those two rookies, those talented rookies, gives you an opportunity to show what you can do too in a skill.
You know, I'm never think about show my skill or something like that. I think why is coming in a hockey in the childhood something like that. I think it's more important enjoy every time, enjoy the game, enjoy. For the moment, I know sometimes situation is not good. Sometimes you're not playing. Sometimes maybe you have something. So, but I think we have a not too long career in hockey, like 20 years, like maybe more, like Ovechkin. So, and I just try enjoy for this great place. This is. I can say superstar like rookie, so and I'm sure they have a perfect future. So they need like hard work, like for everybody. So
you guys really wanted to get the win for Romanov tonight, but how did you feel he played tonight? Romanov.
Come again?
How did you feel Georgie played tonight, Romanov?
It's unbelievable. Really, they have a couple of huge saves and. Yeah, I think we needed a little bit more help for him, like playing on a zero, but it is what it is, how they say, like American guys. I'm really just, I know about this force like a couple of months ago. So, yeah, he's really good goalie. We have really two good goalie Russian guys. I like it. So... he need the same thing for like every rookie guys and me too, like hard work, never mind about what happens around hockey, run the ice. So you need to focus in the gym, on the practice, on the game. So.
Well, Timothy Lilligren and Mario Ferraro have been sort of the corner post of the Sharks defense. And tonight, Lilligren had assist on the second goal of the San Jose Sharks.
Timothy, in that third period, just what happened for you guys?
I don't know. It kind of starts with me making a bad pinch. Obviously, if I pinch here, I gotta make sure I get the puck. So I feel like that kind of starts it off, and they gain some momentum, and obviously get a power play and score on that. So and then we're kind of chasing the game again. So yeah, I think it starts with me with a bad pinch, and then they got two quick ones, and we had to chase the game.
Even apart from the goals given up, one of the messages in the third period is to try to be more aggressive to kind of close out these games that you have leads. So, you know, how come you guys weren't able to be that kind of aggressive tonight?
I felt like they came out harder in the third period. We knew that. So, I don't know. I think we had trouble coming out of our zone. They kind of changed their forecheck a little bit, I felt like. So. We didn't adjust good enough, and then just kind of same old cliche, get the pucks deep, you know, starting playing in D-zone, and I felt like we played a lot of D-zone in third. So.
Do you feel like until the third period you guys played a pretty structured defensive game?
What was that?
Until the third period, did you feel like you guys played a pretty structured defensive game?
Yeah, I feel like there was times in the second too where they had kind of longer shifts in our zone, and I feel like that's something we've been working on to kind of, you know when you're in a bad shift, so to speak, and kind of play the game after, you know, what's in front of you. So I feel like we had trouble getting the puck out at times and getting the puck deep, and that made their transition dangerous.
With Tyler out, you got bumped up to that top power play unit. What would you see in that unit? Like that first one struggled, but you guys kind of got it a little bit going in the second one, and then you scored there on the 6-on-4.
Yeah, they had a lot of pressure on the PK, and we didn't really do a good job of kind of playing through that. And I think in the third, we kind of figured out a little bit more. But obviously, we should be better in that area.
You know, as they were building the momentum in the second, you could sort of feel that. And then you get a couple of great opportunities on the power plays. Not capitalizing on that, you think really sort of put the wind under their sails there?
Yeah, I think you know, for us, if we capitalize on the power play, we gain momentum, and on the other side, when they kill off two penalties, they get the momentum. So that's why we gotta, even if we don't score, we just gotta create more pressure in their zone, get their, you know, top guys tired, and we didn't do a good enough job of that.
Well, it seemed like the slow start in the second, then not capitalizing on those two power plays for the Sharks, it really provided the necessary wind to the Flames. And, of course, they continued to power on in the third, and Sharks just couldn't hold back. Here's Coach talking about the matchup tonight. Coach, a great start in the first, but a little slow start in the second, and then not capitalizing on those two power plays sort of gave the necessary, you know, fan the Flames a bit.
Yeah, that was probably the game in a nutshell.
What did you see in the first two periods from the defense?
Yeah, I thought we did some good things defensively. Took away some time and space, killed some plays, which we've talked a lot about. I really liked our first, you know, Wolf makes some good saves. Wolf makes, you know, a good save on Mac there in the second. And that really was kind of changed the momentum of the game.
And what about Romanov's game?
Yeah, really good again. Gave us a chance to win. I've liked him a lot.
What did you maybe think was lacking in the third period? Maybe a little bit of that edge, the killer instinct. What went wrong in the third?
Yeah, kind of when we went back to being on our heels and not being on the attack. So when you do that, and you get, you know, a good team that's fighting for their lives, they put you on your heels. Obviously, we take a penalty that we don't need to take, and they score on the power play.
What do you thought of Wennberg's line tonight?
Yeah, that line's been good. You know, I think, you know, since they've been together, they've given us some offense. Obviously, Wenny's turnover. I'm sure he knows it's, you know, unfortunate, and but he's been there for us all year, so we're going to keep pushing forward these last five games.
Well, again, the final score tonight, 3-2, Calgary Flames. Tonight, the San Jose Sharks led in faceoff 51% to 49%, block shots 14 to 12, and giveaways 18 to 12, while the Flames led in shots 32 to 31, hits 33 to 21, and takeaways 6 to 5. And now for the three stars of the game. The first star from the Flames is Dustin Wolves, who is the goalie for the Flames. He made 29 saves, and he was .935 save percentage. The second star is from the San Jose Sharks. That's Will Smith, who had two goals, and he was +1 tonight. And the third star is Macklin Celebrini, who had two assists, and he was +1 tonight. Well, now the San Jose Sharks go on a four-game road trip, but we will see you again on April 16th when the San Jose Sharks take on the Edmonton Oilers right here at the SAP Center. Thank you for watching, and for those of you listening to us on the Sharks Audio Network, thank you for listening.
Thanks for watching INDTV USA. Share your comments below, subscribe to our YouTube channel, follow us on Twitter and Facebook.